This is Build a Big Podcast. David Hooper coming to you from sunny Orlando, Florida. PodFest 2019 finished up day three. Well, it's actually continuing. You're going to want to stay around for that news because in some ways it is just getting started. The first one there, that's what I talked about yesterday. I want to be the first one there. And unfortunately, that was kind of messed up last night when some drunk guy at the hotel, I thought there was some kind of domestic disturbance about 3:30. You know it's bad when somebody's yelling so loud and you can hear like a rumble. I mean, who knows where it was coming from, the next room, hall, outside, and you can hear every word that this guy's saying. About 3:30 a.m. was awoken to this issue, man. And I don't know what was going on, but it was so bad, I almost called security or cops or something. I mean, somebody was, it was bad. And that kept me up for about an hour. Finally got back to sleep. Second one there. Arrived probably about 10 o'clock this morning to the conference hall. And I was thinking again, like I said yesterday, like how am I going to differentiate these podcasts, day one, day two, day three, because in a lot of ways, going to an event like this, it's Groundhog Day. I show up, I meet people, in the day, I give you a report. And one of the things I was going to talk about today, because I really noticed it, was the open-mindedness of the podcast community. Something that I didn't tell you yesterday about the comedy table I was at was that a lot of what was being discussed, and these were comedians, and I was sitting there just listening for the most part, a lot of it was pretty raunchy, and even some of the podcast titles, I would not say them here without getting an explicit tag on this podcast, but when you would say them to other podcasters that were at the table, nobody was offended, nobody got his panties in a wad, and that continued today with the discussion that I was having. I was at a booth hanging out on the trade show floor, and I saw a podcaster that I had met in Nashville. He had come down for an event that I did probably about a year and a half ago. It was the first big podcast event. Super cool guy. Didn't even recognize him because he dropped a little weight, cut his hair. And this guy has a podcast on BDSM. And if you're not familiar with what that is, I don't want to be the one to explain it to you here. Just search for it, probably not at work. And he was explaining what was going on with the podcast and talking about the topic. And this guy's an enthusiast, to say the least. Nobody was freaked out. And it was me and two other women, not a thing. It was just like, yep, I got a podcast on entrepreneurship. And this guy's like, yep, I got a podcast on BDSM. So this is why the night is kind of just getting started, because he was inviting people. Apparently there's some kind of, I guess we'll call it a club, a dungeon, maybe here in Orlando. Big event tonight, and I'm getting ready to go to it. He's taking me and some other well-known podcasters to this event where there will be whips and change, chains, whips and chains, and chips and dips and chains and whips. You remember that? I don't know what's going to happen. I'll probably do like a podcast episode, actually, just like, hey, here's what we think is going to happen. And then you go in, they don't let you take any kind of cameras in there, no recording equipment. There's some privacy rules. You know, I'm imagining it's like an eyes wide shut thing where you've got a lot of people that they don't want to be exposed. Anyway, and maybe have the follow up after we come out. And by the way, if I don't come out, please avenge my death. But that's happening tonight. The other thing that happened earlier this evening and finished out the two events that finished out day three. One was what Chris Kremitzos, the founder of PodFest, calls a gratitude ceremony. That was really interesting to me because it's people from the audience. They get up on stage and they say what they're thankful for. And it's always amazing to me how many people, it's like they've just been given permission from an event like this that they can speak into a mic and get a message out, and how grateful people are to have that permission. And I was talking to some other podcasters about this tonight. I've maybe it was how I was raised. Maybe it's that I'm a white male. I just kind of always assumed, like, I've got this ability to get my message out, and it's that maybe white male privilege. Like, yeah, people will care. Of course they'll care. A lot of people don't know that. So I'm going to add that here in case you're listening. If you're someone who's like, well, I'm not sure if people are really interested in what I have to say. People are interested, and you do need to sharpen that message, which is what I help people with. And you do need to make it interesting. But if it's a topic, let's say like my BDSM guy, I mean, it's a very niched out topic. At least I think it is. Nobody's talking about this stuff, not in public anyway, except for podcasters. There are people that are interested in that topic. So whatever your thing is, people are interested. And don't let that, even if you think people aren't interested, keep you from actually putting it out. Go ahead and put it out there. Fly that flag. You do you. And let people come to you. And I've found, and I've never seen it fail, that when somebody is very excited about something, very passionate about something, and really into something, like honestly really into it, that people will come on board. Just like me going to this club tonight, I have no desire really to participate in anything like that, but I am interested in people. And I've talked about that here before, about how I think curiosity is the number one thing that you need to be a successful podcast host. And I'm curious. And I'm curious about how people live and what makes people passionate about things. And this is just a thing that I'm going to go experience tonight, watch people being passionate. And it just so happens that it's involving leather and whips and chains or whatever. Maybe for a vegan like me, pleather. Maybe some latex. I don't know. You have an important message. And again, it's needed that you sharpen it and you say it in a way that people can relate to it and people can understand it. You're communicating it effectively. That's just effective communication 101. But don't think for a minute that your message isn't important. It seems obvious, and I feel kind of silly even saying it, but it was amazing to me how many people didn't know that today. The second thing that happened this evening, the roast of John Lee Dumas. You may know him from Entrepreneurs on Fire. And man, you want to talk about being open-minded. Some of the humor was rough. They were hitting some sore spots, and I don't know that I would have been comfortable. I feel like I've got an ego in check, and I'm pretty centered. But man, they were hitting on each other. There were about seven people up on stage, and it was sort of below the belt. And you will probably hear something about that if you're interested in PodFest. Maybe some of this stuff was streamed, but I was kind of surprised. It seemed like an interesting way to end an otherwise super positive event. And I'm not saying that this was bad. I'm just saying it is what it is. It's a roast. They warned you this is roast humor, and if you don't want to participate in this, leave, because this is going to get raunchy, and it did. So speaking of getting raunchy, I'm about ready to do that. I'm meeting some guys in about 20 minutes, and I may have, maybe there's a podcasting lesson that you'll hear on this podcast. If you want to make sure, if there is a lesson and you hear it, that you don't miss it, go to bigpodcast.com/subscribe. We've got three buttons there, one for iPhone, one for Android, and one for an old school RSS feed. So whatever you listen to podcasts on, I got you covered. bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Thank you for listening to Big Podcast. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you not only listening to this, but also having the courage to put your message out there, because that was, as I mentioned, a big theme today, and it's something that I take for granted, but I realize that a lot of people, it's really scary. So let me acknowledge that, and thank you for doing it, because sometimes it is scary. It's scary to do something like that, that people are going to criticize and have thoughts on, especially when those people might be your family. Maybe it's even a husband, a spouse, somebody you really care about and you want to impress. But, you know, don't let that keep you from doing your message. So thanks so much. And I will have more back in the studio when I get back to Nashville. Remember, Wednesday night, this Wednesday, which is going to be the 13th of the month, I will be doing a presentation at Nashville Entrepreneur Center, 41 Peabody Street. we are doing the book launch for my new book, Big Podcast, and that is available right now on Amazon.com for pre-order. It comes out Tuesday, so if you're interested in a podcasting book to help you market yourself, sharpen that message we're talking about, and also get an audience coming to you. You're going to attract an audience like a magnet. Big Podcast. Search for it on Amazon.com, and you can get it Tuesday. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the next episode.